something shocking happened at Jason Goodman's neighborhood pool while he was there. And apparently a group of, as he calls, religious people. You have to say it like that. Religious people.
How dare they?
Bible study group or something was there. And it's the worst possible mix of apparently the people there and what happened. Is that right?
That is true. I was there with, you know, Carol and our neighborhood friends. Mm-hmm. We're sitting there. I always bring my little speaker. Not really little, good, exceptionally loud. And all of a sudden, they start, these people start coming in, like a couple in the neighborhood. I don't really know who they are. And they come in and they just start setting up for a party. And I'm like, huh, that's interesting, because our HOA says that we have to let them know if there's a party, because they don't want too many non-residents coming to the pool. And they announce it saying, hey, there's going to be a party at this time from 1 to 3 o'clock. And we just want to inform everybody, but everybody else can still go to the pool, which is fine. So they started up, and I noticed they were taking 3 tables, which is a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really have a problem with that. And I'm swimming, and I turned to the guy, hey, it might rain. So are you going to have a party or something? He goes, yeah, we're having a party. Hopefully it'll pass by. I'm like, oh, okay. And then a little while later, I just trying to be nice, go, oh, so how old? Because usually it's a birthday party. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, this is a Bible study. My first thought is, who in the hell has a Bible study at the pool? Isn't a Bible study called, where you read the Bible?
Yeah, it's called Fun Christians.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
not
a Bible,
necessarily read it.
Yeah.
You discuss it.
Like a Bible study get together. Were they doing that in the pool? Were they discussing?
I've never heard of that before, but it's kind of cool.
He might have said, maybe he said, oh, the Bible study group is coming.
Oh, yeah, the group. Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
So he's setting up tents and everything else, and I start realizing that the people were coming, the religions, and
the religions are coming. Okay, go ahead.
Okay,
that makes sense.
So they start coming in, and he's like having some kind of hot dogs and food set up, and the next thing I know, he has a speaker.
Oh no!
Not the religions.
Oh no!
And he turns his speaker on, which was noticeably louder than my speaker, and it's Christian music.
Which you don't mind.
Well, he wasn't really picking out the good ones.
Oh.
So
yeah, Jason likes it when he's working out.
Yeah.
He's trying to break a sweat.
You're very specific about the kind of music that
exactly.
you like.
Yep. And it was a little bit louder. So I'm like, okay, well, number one, he's not playing the right Christian music. Mm-hmm. So I turned my...
Did you tell him that?
No, I didn't.
You're playing the wrong Christian music.
Yet.
And there's a lot of them, and they're all laughing and having a good time. I'm like, this is a little too happy to me. And
I don't like all this happiness
from the religions.
The religions, not the religious people. The religions.
We bring the religious down a notch, please.
Yeah. Let's get some frowns on those faces, people.
So I mean, the pool was kind of empty except for them and our little group. And you know,
it's two different groups right there.
We feel a little intimidated because there were so many of them and so few of us. So just in case,
like a forced baptism might occur.
It could.
They're gonna start baptizing you guys.
Oh gosh! At any moment.
Jason, yes. Quote, just in case.
Yep.
So I said, you know what? The hell with this. I'm gonna show them. And I turn my religious playlist on and turn it up a couple volumes. So now we're about equal.
Yeah, I didn't know you had a religious playlist.
Well, it's
like
a
whole one.
Christian rock. You know the songs that I say I like.
Oh, that you work out to.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, but never. I said, Katie, please. And you said, oh, I know the song when we went to the church WAP at Summit.
Yes.
And so first I was like, oh, what church? And he said, you know, some long name of a church. And immediately I was in the defensive, like, not better than mine. So
this dude does not know who he's up against.
No,
he doesn't have a clue.
Yeah.
Right. No, he doesn't. No, you're talking about me?
Yes.
He doesn't know what he's going to get.
No, he's heard of the devil. He didn't know he was going to meet him at the pool.
Probably going to swim with him.
Yeah. He thought like maybe it's some other iteration.
This poor guy is just being asked questions and he's just answering like a normal human being.
Right.
Little does he know he's in a competition he didn't enter.
Right.
Little did he know.
Well, he should have known, Jesus worshiper, to be more like Jesus and not turn your speaker on so loud.
Okay.
So,
we know the commandment, thou shalt not turn their volume past 11.
Yes. Keep thy speaker downeth.
So they come in and I'm like, I got to organize the right songs to play, not his. And I turn it up a little louder. Mm. Right. And it's pretty loud. And I'm like, I go to the bathroom and I notice, his is pretty loud and they can't hear my speaker clearly on their side to show them that I can play the better music. So I come back to my speaker and I turn it up really loud. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want to be there. So they, when they looked over, it didn't look like I was doing it. So, mm-hmm. so as soon as I turned on my speaker and I put it really loud, I dart to the bathroom.
He's like, Carol, turn it down.
I know. I thought you were going to say you made Carol do it.
Turn it up.
Right. And everybody's sitting there. And I go to the bathroom and I hit the volume on my phone to make it even louder.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when I hit the volume, I must have changed playlist. WAP comes on.
No!
No!
The filthy version?
Yes, the filthy version.
Nice. They Jason!
Went from the bathroom.
Why do you even have that on your phone?
It's part of my party playlist.
That's the Saturday night with Carol playlist.
Yes, it's the Saturday night when everybody's at the house drinking.
Yeah, and when the kids are home.
Yeah. So I'm in the bathroom, man. And I'm at the urinal. Mm-hmm. And I just start, and I hear WAP come on. And I'm like, uh-oh. I can't stop right now. I'm in the middle of peeing, and it's loud as hell. When I say loud, it's loud, and WAP is the dirtiest song possible.
On Earth.
Uh-huh.
It's Wet A-P.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's the song.
Yeah.
And it's so loud, it's nasty. I think everybody at the pool was stunned. You got the most goody-two-shoes religions there, and it just blasts.
And your children.
Yes.
Yeah.
I panicked.
Wow.
So finally, I'm done with going to the bathroom, but I don't want to show my face out there while WAP is playing. So the problem was my Bluetooth was so far from my speaker, I could not.
It's stuck.
Worse.
Oh, no. I can't change it very well.
He's like, he's trying to put an armor to Christian soldier or something.
Like, and it's, I could tell it's like going in and out. It would be like, yeah, and I, and it's like, P word.
It's a weird edit, but all right.
It comes to a screeching halt. Like,
because it's going in and out. Because the Bluetooth
praying.
Is so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had to walk out of the bathroom. And I'm walking to the bathroom, but I didn't want them to know that I had anything to do with the song. And I notice my wife and the neighbors panicking. They're like scrounging for where is the speaker?
They're throwing the speaker into the pool.
We're about a minute in
to
that
gosh,
song. And that song is probably the most explicit song you could possibly
hear. It's the nastiest song I've heard in my life.
Yeah, so I walk at my own pace over. This song was playing for a good 2 minutes. Mm. And finally, I turned it. And immediately, it went to Back That Ass Up by Juvenile. So I'm scrounging, like, what the hell is wrong with my phone?
That is the fun playlist. Those playlists are too close together.
At that point, I sucked it up and just turned it off.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, that's what happened.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Excellent.
You are probably going to hell.
Well, I didn't mean to do that.
Did you ask them about a baptism in the pool after
you're
that?
Like, no, but I noticed that instead of laughing and smiling and all that, they were very quiet and stunned.
It's called PTSD.
Yes, it is.
So I guess I'm better. This
Hold
is gonna
on.
Be better. Don't. Sorry, religions.
I'll change it.
Yeah. Is this something y'all do in your church? This song? No.
I actually came over to the table. I'm like, Carol, what do you play?
Yeah, that's what she does.
Oh, that's the second song I played.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like
explicit version.
You're like, I got something better. They're like, no, well, a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Although you bring this song up, I don't care any religions that are there, they're going to dance.
They're going to dance except for the explicit version, which is 10 times worse. After they just heard WAP.
WAP is the worst. Yeah. WAP will make anybody. They can make the devil himself like cringe. Like, oh gosh.
And I wanted to specifically, I felt a little bad. So I was, when other people were there, I was like, wanted to make myself look better than I accidentally did. I'm like, hey, are you going to the summit tomorrow? I think I'm going to stop by there just to pray and stuff.
Yeah. Y'all like donating food and like tithing or whatever?
We like God.
Yeah.
We like God.
Like just randomly, I don't know.
I'm saying this to my friends.
Moses, man. You know? Moses, right? Moses.
All this rain, you guys got that ark?
Yeah. Come on, Noah. You heard of Noah, right? They're like, what is he doing?
And my friends are like, no, it's a Monday. Why would we go to the summit?
Oh. They're not good at improv. Jason, you know this. Wednesday nights.
Yeah. That's what happened.
I love it.